tribal officials are raising concerns of undercounting in the census. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily on this Monday, October 19th, 2020. I'll have that, plus another search for mass graves in Tulsa starts today, and farmers are starting to worry about drought conditions in the state. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
Your donation of just $5 a month is a great way to become a member of KOSU and support the programming that you love. Make your donation today and become a member at kosu.org.
Health officials report 3 new deaths from COVID-19 and 796 new cases. The numbers from Sunday are typically lower than those during the work week because of low weekend reporting. The number of hospitalizations also dipped yesterday to 715, compared to the record 793 reported on Friday. The state has more than 14,000 active cases of COVID-19. Tulsa school officials will consider allowing secondary students back in the classroom. The Tulsa World reports the TPS board is meeting tonight to discuss and possibly decide whether middle and high school students should return to in-person education. Last week, board members narrowly voted to allow elementary school students to transition from distance learning to classroom instruction beginning November 9th. Under the new plan, Tulsa parents who wish to keep their children in virtual classes will be able to do so. Counting for the census ended last Thursday, but tribes in Oklahoma and nationwide worry the early end could lead to an undercounting. KOSU's Allison Herrera tells us more.
After a contentious legal battle to extend counting to October 31st, the U.S. Supreme Court ordered an October 15th deadline. Many fear this shortened timeline will lead to an undercount of Native Americans. Charles Tippenconnick is the Tribal Partnership Specialist for the U.S. Census Bureau and a citizen of the Comanche Nation. He worries an inaccurate count could shortchange tribal citizens.
Most importantly, it's being allocated the appropriate level of funding that each community deserves and needs for all our health care, our public, transportation, our schools. All of this funding that comes from federal agencies are based on data obtained from the census.
According to the National Congress of American Indians, Native Americans and Alaska Natives were undercounted by nearly 5% in the 2010 census. As of October 14th, Oklahoma had more than 60% response rate for the census. I'm Allison Herrera.
The Oklahoma County Jail Trust could revisit the issue of immigration agents at the facility. The Oklahoman reports the trust failed to get enough votes last month to prohibit Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers at the jail, but it could come up at its regular meeting today. Meanwhile, a district judge is reviewing a challenge allowing the county commissioners to force the trust to retain ICE agents and extend detention of some inmates. The county district attorney says he has issues with the commissioners exerting direct operational control of the jail. Another search for mass graves from the 1921 race massacre begins today. According to the Associated Press, a second excavation is taking place at two locations in Oaklawn Cemetery to find and identify victims of the tragic event. A search in July near the Greenwood District ended without success. In 1921, a white mob attacked what was then known as Black Wall Street, killing an estimated 300 people, wounding 800 more, and burning businesses, homes, and churches. Drought conditions are starting to affect large portions of Oklahoma. KOSU's Seth Bodine reports how this could affect farmers trying to grow crops like wheat.
More than half of Oklahoma is in some sort of drought, according to the United States Drought Monitor. Gary McManus, a state climatologist, says part of western and north central Oklahoma has seen almost no rain for the past month. This could affect producers like cattle ranchers who depend on green winter wheat to feed their herd.
So if that doesn't germinate, if they don't get enough moisture to germinate the wheat and actually get it starting to grow, there won't be that forage for the cattle. So that's another aspect that we worry about.
McManus says La Nina conditions in the fall typically cause this type of dry weather and is similar to the drought that happened in 2017. Seth Bodine, KOSU.
And finally, Circle Cinema in Tulsa is hosting an outdoor screening of the film Nosferatu on Friday, October 30th and Saturday, October 31st at 7:30 p.m. The screening of the 1922 silent horror film will take place in the Circle Cinema parking lot and include a live improvised score by musicians Brian Haas and Mike Dillon, plus special guests. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at KOSU.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News, every weekday.